Gentlemen, this may only be an exercise so far as the Ministry of Defense is concerned. But for me, it is a matter of pride that the 00 section has been chosen for this test. Your objective is to penetrate the radar installations of Gibraltar. Now, the SAS have been placed on full alert to intercept you, but I know you won't let me down. Good luck, men.
That's it, John. You're out of it.
Game's up, mate. You're dead.
Thank you. here, Margot. There's nothing but playboys and tennis pros. If only I could find a real man.
I need to use your phone.
She'll call you back.
Who are you?
Bond, James Bond. Exercise Control 007 here. I'll report in an hour.
Won't you join me?
Better make that two.
Not a fancy dress ball.
We have time. Where's our man?
In the box between the KGB minders.
Lovely girl with a cello.
Forget the ladies for once, Bond. Koskov will leave the concert at the interval. Better go.
Turn off the lights.
Now, let's understand one another, Bond. General Koskov is a top KGB mastermind. His defection is my baby. He contacted me. I've planned this out to the last detail. You'll want the soft-nosed ones, I expect.
No, the steel-tipped. KGB snipers usually wear body armor. What's your escape route?
Sorry, old man. Section 26, paragraph 5. That information is on a need-to-know basis only. I'm sure you understand. Koskov is under intensive KGB surveillance. A sniper has been assigned to watch him, and he expressly asked for you to protect him.
Why me?
He's under the impression you're the best.
Where's the car?
In the alley, out the back.
Bring the chair. Seconds to reach us. Plenty of time for a sniper to make strawberry jam of him.
Waiting for
sniper, two floors up, center window.
Girl with the cello. Fire, Bond, fire. Shoot her. What are you waiting for?
You missed. Deliberately. First place they'd look.
But my escape route.
Scrubbed. Get in the front.
James. James Bond.
Later, General. Lose them. I'll pick him up at the border. 2300 hours. Be there.
Where are you taking him? How will you get him out?
Sorry, old man. Section 26, paragraph 5. Need to know. Sure you understand.
Sniper was a woman, I noticed. Some of the best KGB shots are women. Did you...
I'd rather not talk about it.
No, of course not.
They are looking for me. If they close the border, how will I get out?
Don't you worry about that, Yorgi. We have a pipeline to the west.
Was he Camille Klatz?
Our man here.
Good to work with you again, Mr. Bond. Come. Keep quiet. We must hurry. Get him in the pig.
Pig? What is pig?
Scouring plug to clean out the pipeline. This one's been specially designed to carry a man.
Pipeline? You mean our pipeline?
Great Soviet achievement. Piping natural gas into Western Europe.
But not me.
Don't worry, Yorgi. It's a piece of cake.
Never mind cake. If you open valve before 100, he will be boshed.
Figs, boshed, cake. There must be another way.
Well, put on the mask and breathe normally.
Oh. Now talk. Oh.
Relax, Yorgi. Our engineers have spent months perfecting this.
How many times have you done this before?
You're the first.
Remember, when this says 100, turn this. Not before.
What are you doing?
To take care of the supervisor. When Pig goes, his control panel will light up like Christmas tree.
Welcome to Austria, General. Come on. Up you go.
Come on, hurry up. Come on.
That's right, we got him.
Saunders, the operation's a success. And the fishel is still yours.
I have no intention of leaving it at that, 007. I'm reporting to M that you deliberately missed. Your orders were to kill that sniper.
Stuff my orders. I only kill professionals. I girded no one end of a rifle from the other. Go ahead, tell him what you want. advise me or thank him for it. Whoever she was must have scared the living daylights out of her.
Yulia Yarkov, confirmed kill 3, probable kills 2. Assassination methods, strangulation with hands or thighs.
Well, James, she's just your type.
Wrong again, Moneypenny.
You are.
Natasha's.
I'll file that with the other secret information around here.
Specialist child impersonations. Assassination method, explosive teddy bears. Well, that's all the KGB female assassins. You know, we could try freelancers stationed outside the Soviet bloc.
It'll have to wait. M wants you out at the Bladen's Safehouse.
Right. Looks like it's a dead end here anyway.
Ah, good! Something we're making for the Americans. It's called a ghetto blaster.
You'd better hurry. M wants you to stop at Harrods on your way and pick up a parcel.
Moneypenny, be a dear. Ask records to monitor check publication and news services for me. See if they can find any mention of a woman cellist at the Conservatoire in Bratislava.
I didn't know you were such a music lover, James. Any time you want to drop by and listen to my Barry Manilow collection...
Excuse me.
Bloody Yanks.
Sorry, Mr. Bond. You'll have to leave the matter. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
May I help you?
No, thanks. I'll manage.
They're expecting you in the drawing room.
Thank you.
Come. James. James, I will never forget what you did for me.
Thank you, sir.
What's this?
From Harrods, a godsend.
The food here is horrible.
The foie gras is excellent.
Da, da, da. As Russians say, hearts and stomachs good comrades make. What's this, caviar? Well, that's peasant food for us. But with champagne, it's okay. Bollinger RD, the best.
The brand on the list was questionable, sir, so I took the liberty of choosing something else.
Superb, Mr. Bond, superb.
May I suggest we resume the debriefing?
Absolutely, go ahead. I'm all yours.
Where's the usual milkman?
What'd you say?
Where's the usual man?
Flew. Hey, mate, watch it.
Kitchen entrance, round the back.
General Leonid Pushkin is why I defect.
What, your KGB superior?
Yes, Gogol's replacement, when he went over to their foreign service.
Once we were like brothers. But now he's a different man. Power has gone to his head. He's sick like Stalin. He hates our new policy of détente. I have here secret directive from Pushkin, Smirtspionam.
Death to spies, Minister.
Da. For an assassination program with list of targets, British and American agents. When this starts, you will retaliate. Murder will follow murder. Soviet and Western intelligence could destroy each other. God forbid this might lead to nuclear war. Unless Pushkin can be, how do you say, put away.
Where is Pushkin now, in Moscow?
Ah, but in 3 days he will leave for Tangier. Cover North African Trade Convention. Real reason, no directive.
Minister, in view of the importance of what Mr. Koskov has just told us, I believe we should adjourn to London and consult with higher authority.
By all means. Good day, Mr. Koskov.
Good day, sir.
There you go. There's a good lad.
Morning. Put it down there, would you? Start.
Bring forward the base.
Base. We have dangerous gas leaks in main building. Some personnel overcome.
Evacuate immediately. Send for emergency medical services.
Control to Green 4. I read and understand you.
Control to all stations. Code 10. Initiate emergency drill. Evacuate the main building. Emergency. All personnel, evacuate.
Major gas explosion. Keep clear of the main building.
KGB!
Keep back, everyone!
Get up!
Don't kill me!
Come on!
Don't kill me!
Move!
Keep clear of the main building. Keep clear.
Who's that for?
You, comrade. Help him or I kill you both. Move! Hurry!
In hospital, and Koskov probably back in Moscow, if not dead by now.
We're the laughingstock of the intelligence community. Our first major coup in years, snatched from right under our noses by the KGB, only hours after he defected.
No trace of him.
Nothing. Then there's this Pushkin matter.
Well, I must be off. meeting with the PM this afternoon.
We have to nip Schmidt's spionum in the bud. Pushkin should be in Tangiers in 2 days' time. A termination warrant has been issued for him.
This plot to kill agents sounds rather far-fetched, sir. I know General Pushkin.
And you think I don't? I've dealt with him on several occasions.
Our paths have crossed over the years. He's tough and resourceful, but I can't believe he's a psychotic.
Neither did I until today. This arrived from Gibraltar. It was found near W4's body. Your name was on Pushkin's list too, 007.
There are a few things I'd like to check out first, sir. That sniper, for instance.
Yes, I've read Saunders' report. You jeopardized the entire mission to avoid shooting a beautiful girl.
Not exactly, sir. I had to make a split-second decision. It was instinct.
I'll recall 008 from Hong Kong. He can do it. He doesn't know Pushkin. He follows orders, not instincts. You can take a fortnight's leave.
No. Sir. If it has to be done, I'd rather do it.
Right, bring it down slowly, gently now.
Morning, Q.
Morning, Gabbard.
Mind your head.
I've got something for you. We're just winterizing this. Now, pay attention, 007.
Peering finder. Surprise me.
Now, you arm it by pressing that button there, like that. See? Right. Now, wear that. Right. Now, whistle the first bars of Rue Britannia.
Stun gas. Effective range, about 5 feet. Disorientates any normal person for about 30 seconds.
Don't find too many normal people in this business, Q. What do I do to blow up the room? Whistle, God Save the Queen?
Well, it so happens, 007, that we packed the finder with a highly concentrated plastic explosive, sufficient to remove the door of any safe. It's magnetic. The actuating signal is personalized.
What's my code?
Oh, most appropriate. A wolf whistle.
You mean,
Stop!
You may find the keys useful. They open 90% of the world's locks.
All right, sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Well done, Moneypenny. That's her.
Records just sent over this translation. Kara Milovi, talented scholarship cellist, whose arm was injured in a minor accident during an intermission last week, will be back at the Academy on Thursday afternoon playing Borodin's String Quartet No. 2 in D.
It's tomorrow. Moneypenny, I'll need travel documents for Tangier via Bratislava. And keep this between ourselves.
That girl must be very talented.
Believe me, my interest in her is purely professional.
Just taking the Aston Martin out for a quick spin, Q.
Be careful, 007. It's just had a new coat of paint.
market.
KGB made quite a mess.
You're English. Who are you?
I heard you play at the conservatoire yesterday. It was exquisite. I saw what happened on the tram.
Where did they take you?
KGB headquarters.
They released me this morning.
Take a look across the street. They let you go so they could follow you.
I don't understand. Why are you trying to help me?
What did Pushkin want? Did he ask you about Yorgi Koskov?
He wanted to know where he was.
Did you tell him?
No.
It was clever of Yorgi, using blanks. Made the British believe his defection was real.
How do you know that?
He told me.
You saw him?
2 days ago. He's safe and sound.
You're a friend of his?
We've been through quite a lot together.
He kept his promise to send for me. Where are we going? To London?
No, not yet. The British think he'll be safer if they keep him moving around for a while. We might catch up with him in Vienna.
Vienna?
We must leave immediately. Before they pick you up again.
But how?
We'll manage. Get packed. Bring some warm clothes.
Cello, it's at the conservatoire.
Don't worry, I'll get you another in Vienna.
No, we must go back for it.
We have about 10 minutes, if we're lucky, before they discover what's happened.
I must get my cello.
No way. Violin.
There
must be an atmospheric anomaly.
They're looking for a foreign car. A man and a woman.
And a cello. Looks like they just found us.
Pull over to the side and stop!
Salt corrosion.
They're setting up roadblocks.
I've had a few optional extras installed. Safety glass. See where this leads to.
This road only leads to the lake.
Yeah, yeah! That cello.
Wait here, sir. I'll find the chief.
General Pushkin, it's a pleasure. I'm Brad Whitaker. Didn't expect to see you in Tangiers. General Koskoff with you?
Yet.
War. War has always been man's main occupation. You know, fools tell us his greatest accomplishments were the wheel or the alphabet. Bah, I say it's a battering ram and gunpowder. But how do you like my personal pantheon of great commanders?
Butchers.
Surgeons. They cut away society's dead flesh. Let me show you something. At ease, Sergeant. This way, sir. My hobby, the strategy and tactics of the world's historic battles. Afghanistan, the Northwest Frontier, 1895. The initial trial of the first automatic machine gun. 303 caliber Maxim. The King's Royal Rifles, they wiped out a vastly superior force. Kept the British in Afghanistan for another 25 years. Now, what you Russians need over there nowadays is the equivalent of a modern Maxim. Third generation Starlight scope. A laser sighting short barrel machine pistol. Infantry mini missiles. Range 5 kilometers. And smart? Just fire and forget. It penetrates all existing armor. Yes, sir. Samples of everything ordered.
The order is canceled.
Huh?
You'll return our deposit of $50 million within the next 48 hours.
Well, you can't be serious, General. Do you understand how hard it is to obtain this equipment? I mean, this is the latest U.S. and European stuff. Now, I'll make commitments, letters of credit, special payoffs.
We know that you've had our money in your Swiss account for 8 weeks. And that you have made no payments of any kind.
Look, I can't cancel orders at this late date. Now, as one old soldier to another, you have my word of honor, we will deliver.
Spare me your military pretensions. What army did you serve in? You were expelled from West Point for cheating. Then a short stint as a mercenary in the Belgian Congo. Later, you worked with various criminal organizations that helped finance your first arms deals.
Lies spread by my competitors. Now, you seem to forget your many so-called wars of liberation that I have supplied through General Koskov. Those are my business credentials.
The money in 2 days, or you will find yourself out of business permanently. Georgi Koskov as well. I don't know what you two are scheming, but it is over. Is that understood?
Careful.
You care for him a great deal, don't you?
I owe him everything. My scholarship at the Conservatoire, my Strad.
Your cellos are Stradivarius.
A famous one, the Lady Rose. Georgi got it in New York.
Quite a present.
Maybe someday I'll play there, at Carnegie Hall. Georgi believes I can do it.
I'm sure he's right.
We go to him now?
Yeah, unless he had to move on. If he did, I'm sure he left a message.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bond. You will need your usual suite.
Not tonight, Hans. Something with the second bedroom.
Yes, sir. Shall I have the vodka martini sent up?
Shaken, not stirred.
Of course.
Bond here. I need 2 tickets for the opera tonight to be left at the box office. Like it?
For princess or wife of commissar?
Let's buy it.
Don't joke. Who will pay?
Georgi, of course.
Chief wants you.
Oh!
We have to report.
Very good. At ease, Sergeant. Pushkin wants the money back.
Don't worry. We've convinced the British that Pushkin is a danger. They will send a best man, James Bond, to eliminate him.
Well, I'm not convinced. Necros can do it.
I've worked with the Russians. My appearance and methods are well known to them.
It could jeopardize my comrades struggling for world revolution who depend upon me.
And they depend upon me. Where else are your friends going to find a steady supply of arms, huh?
Our basic plan is sound.
Yeah.
Pushkin is, how you say, history.
Well, not yet. Your James Bond hasn't laid a finger on him.
The British are naturally cautious.
Yeah.
An additional inducement will ensure this. For instance, if another agent were eliminated.
Do it. But if Pushkin is still alive on the last day of the conference, kill him!
My life, I've dreamed of this.
Well, maybe you'll play here one day.
It's too much to hope for. Excuse me for a few moments.
Isn't that the cello girl?
The KGB sniper? Why bring her here?
She's not a KGB sniper. She's Koskov's girlfriend. She was supposed to shoot blanks at him to make his defection look real to us.
Koskov's defection phony? I heard the KGB snatched him back.
And that's what we were supposed to think.
These are serious accusations, Bond. What are you up to?
I'm posing as Koskov's friend to see what leads I can get from her. You know he bought her a cello in New York called the Lady Rose.
A cello with a name?
Mm-hmm. It's a Stradivarius. They all have names. Now, where would Koskov get that kind of money? Check it out. And I'll need papers for it tonight. I have to get her out of the country by tomorrow. Here. Took these this afternoon.
Look, this is highly irregular. I won't be able to get the okay from London for a day at least.
Wait, Saunders. That girl's our only chance of getting Koskov back.
Very well. I've got nothing to lose but my pension. Meet me at the Prater Cafe near the Ferris wheel at midnight.
Be able to see better.
Balloon, mein Herr?
Nein.
Is it real or just a dream? Why do we stop?
I arranged it. could be here all night.
Don't. It's impossible. Knowing you only 2 days, and all I can think of is how we would be together.
Don't think. Just let it happen.
Want another ride?
I'll be back in a minute. There may be a message for me.
Recently at auction in New York. Lot 124, The Lady Rose, a cello by Stradivarius of Cremona, 1724, sold for $150,000 to Brad Whittaker.
Whittaker? The arms dealer?
The same.
Koskoff and Whittaker. Where's Whittaker now?
At his place in Tangier.
Well done.
Good luck.
And Saunders. Thanks.
He's with Whittaker in Tangier.
Brad Whittaker? The American?
You know him.
He's a patron of the arts. Georgie said he'd help me. How soon do we have to go?
Immediately. I promised Georgie I'd get you back as soon as I could.
Can't we stay here a few days?
No. We leave first thing in the morning.
Thank you.
Is anything wrong?
Bond, don't make any sudden moves, General. Go to the table. Sit down.
I take it that this is not a social call, 007.
Correct. You should have brought Lily's.
May I ask why?
Smiertspionem.
Smiertspionem? Was a Beria operation in Stalin's time. It was deactivated 20 years ago.
Two of our agents are dead.
My condolences. We had nothing to do with it.
Where's Koskov?
He disappeared 2 weeks ago. I was about to have him arrested.
Why?
For misusing state funds.
Involving Whittaker?
That is a security matter and cannot be discussed.
That was damn strong! Get in the bathroom and lock the door. Stay where you are. Get down on your knees. Put your hands behind your back.
You are professional. You do not kill without reason.
Two of our men are dead. Koskov's named you. Now why should I disobey my orders?
I am in the dark as much as you are. It is a question of trust. Who do you believe? Koskov? Or me?
If I trusted Koskov, we wouldn't be talking. But as long as you're alive, we'll never know what he's up to.
Then I must die.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed my honor to introduce the head of the Russian delegation, Comrade Leonid Pushkin.
Comrade delegates, I bring you profound fraternal greetings from your comrades in Soviet Union.
Thank you.
You looking for a party?
Seems like a good idea.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to put you through that, my dear. Oh, this is the first time I've ever been grateful that James Bond is a good shot.
Pull over here. We can have a party some other time. A little present for you. Not enough? Take it all.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
What the hell are you trying to do, 007? Start World War III?
Felix Leiter. Now, what's the CIA doing here?
Nice work, girls.
No hard feeling?
Not if the party's still on.
It's a long story, Felix, but in the end, Pushkin makes a miraculous recovery.
You mean this is a put-up job?
What's all this?
Well, we've been watching Pushkin since he met a couple of days ago with Whitaker.
And a legal arms deal with the Russians.
Well, you've got me, James. Whitaker's put together a few samples of high-tech stuff, but he's placed no big orders yet.
It looks like we've been working on the same case from opposite ends. Let's talk shop.
Well then. Congratulations, we heard it over the radio.
I didn't kill him. Bond did.
I told you the British believe me. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
Now we can move. I'll signal Amsterdam to ship the diamonds.
Sir?
Hello. Yes. Who? It's for you. Hello?
Where have you been, James? You were gone so long, I was worried.
It's always nice to be missed. Still no sign of Yorgi. No, please, go on playing.
No. Let's have a drink.
You remembered. To us.
На траве. Did I get it right?
Perfect. What's the matter? Kara, it's time I told you the truth. I'm not a friend of Yorgi's. I'm a British agent looking for him. He's betrayed us all, Kara. The Russians, the British. Even you. He told us a sniper might try to kill him. Then he set you up as the sniper, Kara. He wants you dead. You knew too much.
Liar! You pretended to love me. I telephoned Whitaker. Georgi was there. He told me the truth. You're a KGB agent using me to find him and kill him.
No, that's not... That's not true. That's... Chloral hydrate.
Listen to me!
You got that when the rifle was shot out of your hands.
How do you know?
Because I was the...
the man sent to kill you.
Why didn't you?
Kara, my darling, you are absolutely perfect. Hurry.
Not if you will think.
Open it, please.
Careful. Must be kept absolutely sterile.
Go.
Such a fool.
We both have. Open the lid.
Oh, my God.
That's not human. It's an animal's heart. Diamonds hidden in the ice.
How can I help you?
I need my key ring. Look out.
Coffee for our guest. She has so many talents.
I'm curious. Why didn't you kill me?
Oh, I'm not a barbarian, James. I'm taking you to the proper Soviet authorities for the killing of General Pushkin.
You don't wonder, Yorgi. You get me to kill Pushkin for you. And you turn me into the Russians for his murder. What are you going to ask for? Immunity? Permission to emigrate and enjoy the amenities of the West? You don't honestly think they'll condone your defection, do you?
What defection? I've been on a secret mission for General Pushkin to disinform British intelligence. I'm sorry, James. For you, I have great affection. But we have an old saying, duty has no sweethearts.
We have an old saying too, Yorgi. And you're full of it.
Come, Kara.
Watch out!
Welcome to Afghanistan.
Colonel Fedor, my old comrade in arms. I have here General Pushkin's assassin, British agent 007 James Bond. See, he is sent to Moscow. One moment, there's one more. Take her too. She's a defector.
I will be compassionate with you and try to have you assigned to the Siberian Philharmonic Orchestra. They're quite good, despite their bourgeois repertoire.
I am on a secret state mission. I need a detachment of men and some trucks.
Ah, what are these here for?
For murder.
Murder? Ah. I haven't had a woman prisoner for a long time. Come.
Lasky, has Colonel Fyodor considered my appeal?
Yes, good news. You won't be hung in the morning. You will be shot.
It's all a mistake. I stole nothing.
You can tell Allah when you see him. Strip.
Не смейте меня трогать.
Shout all you want. It's soundproof. The colonel does not like to hear screaming at night. I didn't tell you to get down. I did not tell you to get up. Now, get up.
Inside a Russian airbase in the middle of Afghanistan. I'll try the small key.
At least we're together.
Terrific. Come on.
Please.
Thank you.
Jump!
What's going on? I tell them you're not Russian. They'll not kill you now.
Not now? How about later?
Don't worry. I'll save you for the harem.
Mujahideen.
Mujahideen?
The Afghan resistance.
Both for your help. My name is Cameron Shah. Please forgive the theatricals. It's a hangover from my Oxford days. I'm sure you'd like to freshen up.
It's all right. Go ahead. I have to get back to the airbase.
You must be crazy. Half the Russian army's looking for you.
You won't help? No. Then at least put me in touch with the Mujahideen.
Deputy Commander of the Eastern District. I was caught reconnoitering the airbase. Thankfully for me, they didn't know who I was. Now, who are you?
I work for the British government. We've uncovered a plot by a Russian General Koskov to purchase American high-tech weapons. Arms that could be used against you and your men.
Well, that is important. You must go directly to our commander in the Khyber Pass.
That could take days. I have to get back to the airbase before Koskov leaves.
Look, you and the woman come with us tomorrow, and after we've completed our mission, I'll see what I can do.
That'll be too late. I need a gun and some guides.
Impossible. I cannot spare men or the horses. And now it is time to rest. We leave at sunrise.
was worried for you, James. What's going to happen to us?
High star.
What does that mean?
It means beautiful in Afghan.
We're with the Mujahideen. We'll leave with them in the morning on some kind of operation. And you're going to the Khyber Pass.
You're not coming with me?
No. I'll catch up with you later.
You're going back to Georgi, aren't you? It's too dangerous. Don't go.
I have to.
You have to what? Get killed? I won't wait for you.
Fine. Then I'll have Cameron send you direct to London.
You dumb, stubborn, stupid...
What's that supposed to mean?
Fuck end of horse.
You're calling me horse's ass.
I might never see you again.
You will. I promise. $1 billion in the streets of New York. What the hell are you up to, Cameron? Selling dope?
Not so loud. That's the chief of the Snow Leopard Brotherhood.
Who?
He's the biggest opium dealer in the Golden Crescent.
I work for them from time to time. I couldn't care less if the Russians die from my bullets or their opium. Besides, we need the money to buy arms.
Georgi.
And the diamonds. Before leaving, he arranged for the Russians to buy a large quantity of high-tech weapons. He's using the down payment to buy this opium instead. He can turn a huge profit in days and still provide the Russians with their arms. Unless...
Go on.
If the opium never arrives?
The Snow Leopard Brotherhood are very dangerous to cross. This is their biggest deal since the Russian invasion.
You won't help?
Perhaps. As long as nothing is done till the Russians pay up and leave.
Right. I'll need some plastic explosives and a timer.
I'll see what I can do.
Peter Lenjak worker. Help you, Archie. The Kharanish.
Thank you.
Goed.
Take his chance.
You can't leave him. You owe him your life.
There's nothing more I can do.
Yes, there is.
Women.
Shoot!
Don't destroy the plane.
Fire!
take over.
What?
Hold this and keep it straight and level.
What are you doing?
To defuse a bomb.
Got the boot. This time, hold it steady.
Where are you going?
Drop a bomb.
Down.
Go in the back, get in the jeep. Quickly!
Great restaurant in Karachi. We can just make dinner.
Whitaker's on the ground floor. Koskoff is in one of the upstairs bedrooms.
Guard in the pool area near you.
Guard clear, proceed.
Charges up Cemetery Ridge, not Little Round Top.
I'm replaying the battle as I would have fought it. Meade was tenacious, but he was cautious. He missed his chances to crush Lee at Gettysburg.
I've come for Koskoff.
Well, hell, you can have him. As soon as I get my opium. Now, where is it?
Up in smoke.
You burned up $500 million?
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, Bond. You know, you could have been a live rich man. Sort of a poor dead one.
You're finished, Whitaker. If the Russians don't get you, the Americans will.
You know, Meade should have taken another 35,000 casualties. Could have ended the rebellion right then and there. Dale Grant would have done it.
You've had your rate. Now I'll have my 80.
Sorry to say your pop gun is no match for the latest body armor.
Take refuge behind that British vulture Wellington. You know he had to buy German mercenaries to beat Napoleon, don't you?
He met his Waterloo.
General Pushkin. Thank God you're still alive. Oh. Whittaker has held me here for weeks. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you.
Georgi, Georgi. Put him on the next plane to Moscow.
Oh, thank you, General. Thank you so much. Thank you.
In the diplomatic bag.
What about Kara?
She is a defector, too. What shall we do about her?
Carmelo. Magnificent.
I hope you can find time to play in Moscow very soon.
It's quite all right. General Gogol is now with their foreign service. He's arranged an immigration visa. So you can come and go as you like.
Wonderful.
Excuse me.
You're all right.
I'm sorry we missed the concert. We had some trouble at the airport. I can't imagine why. General Gogol, I don't believe you've met Kamran Shah.
My pleasure.
Where's James? Unhappily, he's on assignment abroad.
I'll be with you shortly.
You didn't think I'd miss this performance, did you?